You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Here we are in the 8 o'clock hour this day in 1984 as we look back at the Detroit Tigers' run to the World Series, the magical wire-to-wire win for the Tigers back in 84. Of course, all the way to October 17th, we're looking at it all season long, brought to you by Comerica Bank. But as I mentioned yesterday, there were no games for 4 days during this stretch of April, all the way to the 18th. So the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th, because of inclement weather, the Tigers had no games. At the time, they were 9-0 and waiting to play that 10th game of the season. So we'll get to that the 18th. But on this day, in 1984, there was no Tiger game because the weather was just so awful. And it's all brought to you by Comerica Bank. They'll do it all season long as we look back at the Tigers' run of the World Series 30 years ago.
All right, Mark, let's get you caught up. Time for a sports wrap. His name, the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in Detroit. Just ask SEMO, Craig Monroe.
I guess he's your guy
now. He went to 7 Mile and Outer Drive and got a cut.
You get a high top fade?
You know he's bald.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Final NBA regular season game of 2013-14. Please hold your applause till the Pistons have actually finished this one. They're taking on Oklahoma City on the road, and then that's it. And then the next time we'll see them will be in training camp in October. And a lot's going to happen before that goes down, that's for sure. Start of the now 9-game homestand at Comerica Park. The Indians lead the Tigers in the fourth inning now 3-1. Yan Gomes with a 2-run triple. That was a big one. Miguel Cabrera, an error that kind of set that up, too, to allow those runs to score. So it's not all Anibal Sanchez's fault so far, but Cabrera did get the RBI on the first and only Tiger run on a ground out. So it's 3-1, fourth inning, with the Indians batting right now in the top of the fourth at Comerica. Cool night, but everybody seems to be enjoying themselves. Wings still a couple of days away from game one of their first-round cup playoff series in Boston, Friday at 7:30. Local scores first, Sportsnet with Parker and the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. The cup playoffs have begun, round one, game one. Montreal and Tampa tied at one now in the second period. Columbus has a goal from Michigan's very own Jack Johnson. They lead Pittsburgh 1-0 in the first. Dallas and Anaheim starts at 10. Other NBA regular season finales, two underway. A bunch more about to start after 8 here. In fact, just about to get going, 8:30. But it's the halftime already at Charlotte. Bobcats lead the Bulls 43-39. Pacers over the Magic in Orlando 42-37 in the second. Miami playing tonight? Yes, they are. They'll be at home against Philadelphia coming up in just a few minutes. Other baseball, American League, Orioles over Tampa, 3-0. Other games just starting, Seattle at Texas, Boston at Chicago against the White Sox. Blue Jays, Twins postponed, inclement weather, doubleheader tomorrow. Royals, Astros starting in a few minutes as well. Interleague series in New York in the Bronx. Yankees won the rainout, the makeup date. They did that earlier today, 3-0. Tanaka with 10 strikeouts that opener. He's 2-0 now. And no score in the third, Cubs and Yankees, as it stands in the regularly scheduled game. Nationally, Johnny Cueto shutout helps the Reds beat the Pirates. Thank you very much, 4-0. Brewers over the Cardinals, 5-1. Mets beat the Diamondbacks, 5-2. You know, you got to give it. Rob was talking about how the Braves just seem to keep finding players. They get rid of Brian McCann. Now they have Evan Gattis. Hit his fourth home run of the season. Catcher for the Braves. They lead the Phillies 1-0 fourth. Marlins have just scored 3 on the Nationals. They lead Washington 3-0 fourth. Two others will start after 10. And that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Sports Night with Parker and the Man in the 8 o'clock hour. Coming up at 9, Lane the Pain Stall and Coach Mo will be here from the Clark Street Gym. The Rumble in the Thunderdome is Saturday night, 7 o'clock at the Ford Performing Arts Center on Michigan Ave, just west of Greenfield. Tickets are on sale at the venue. $35 general admission. Some ringside seats available at $75. Free parking and up to 10 fights on the card. We'll talk to them about that, called the Rumble in the Thunderdome this Saturday night.
All right.
Local boxing's back a little bit.
248-848-1130. It's so sad at where boxing has gone. It used to be a big deal, Mark, when there were fights. I did go see, I told you, I saw Pacquiao's fight on Saturday at Happy's Pizza and Pub over there, I told you, on Orchard Lake. Great crowd. It was great. There was a great fight to watch, too.
Well, but you got only a couple of guys of interest. Manny Pacquiao remains of interest. Tim Bradley, minor interest. And the other one is Floyd Mayweather. And he's got Michigan ties because, you know, he's got the Grand Rapids connection. He lives in Las Vegas. But if you want, this is very simple and very easy. The reason boxing has taken a tumble and why UFC and MMA have overtaken it is this. The Klitschkos have owned the heavyweight championship for 15 years.
Which is mind-boggling. And the other thing, too, I think boxing...
No heavyweight division means no boxing.
Mark, you know what? I get the pay-per-view, but you know what they've done? The long-term damage by not having... What did we used to watch fights? On ABC, Wide World of Sports. I saw Muhammad Ali fight for free on free TV, Mark.
Yep.
In the afternoon, on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, and it was mostly heavyweights.
Right?
It was mostly Ali.
I saw him and
Foreman,
Jimmy Young fight.
Jimmy Young.
Yes.
Ken Norton. It was that. Joe Frazier.
And
it was that group.
And Mark,
that was the golden age of boxing on television.
And if you couldn't see it on television, what else could you do? As a kid.
Radio.
Late at night. I used to have my transistor. You know what a transistor is? Radio? Why
no,
at you?
You shake no.
It's a little
yes.
transistor radio. I used to have it under my pillow.
You may call it an iPod now or an
right.
iPad.
It used to be called a transistor radio.
An iPod Touch.
And I would listen to the fight under my pillow, Mark. And then, you know, my parents would say, what's that noise? I'm like.
You know, I actually had somebody tell, they got an iPod Touch, and I guess, you know, there's some of those have the radio on them. Kids were like amazed that it wasn't just putting music on. This has a radio. I said, we used to have that.
Right.
It's called a transistor radio. What? You used to take a radio, a little radio around with you. You could, and it hasn't connected to anything. I know, it's great technology, isn't it? We've had that since like the 50s.
But it's just funny of how they've made these new things, Mark, without radios. Like radios aren't even included. And think about that. Like the idea that you would make some sort of musical device or something that plays music.
About MP3 players?
Yeah, but like I'm saying without radios. Like they just said.
Yeah, right. Originally, none of them had them.
Nope, and now they're putting them on.
Like when Apple made the first, none of them had them. Now they put them on because people are asking for that.
Right, they want radio too, just in case.
Well, how else would you listen to it other than on your phone? Like you have the iHeartRadio app now.
Right, which you could hear all over the country. I hear that it sounds great. I'd listen to it.
When I was in Vegas and I wanted to hear... you know what? I'm going to come clean. I wanted to hear Jay, okay? Towers. I got the iHeartRadio app, and that was, and I used to listen to him like literally in the mountains. You know, listen to him in the morning, you know, 3,000 miles away. You couldn't have done that in the old days.
Are you all right? How was it good for you?
It was fine. Thank you very much.
Okay, I just want to make sure you're listening to Jay at 3:30 in the morning.
Well, I was done with the thing at that hour, so we were still, you know, we were going strong at 6, 7 a.m.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
I was more than good. Thank you very much.
All right, 248. 848-1130. We wanted to talk more about some names. Is that what we are?
Well, look, the Grant Hill thing has been coming up from a number of different sources.
But it makes sense. I mean, Mark, you know, like we talk about, there's so few people out there. When you even talk to Pistons fans who want Joe D out, right? They can't even give you a name, Mark. You ask them, well, who you want? Because there's no names out there. The list
that has been provided to you of, like, assistant GMs around the league, the guy from Houston, there's the dude in San Antonio. Obviously, you're going to go to the better programs. You're not going to get the guy, you know, John Hammond or any of his people in Milwaukee are not going to be attractive to you. You don't want some other, from some team that's 30 below 500. You know, this is a miserable season. The Pistons are about to try, they're going to try to go 3-12 on the road. And, you know, they finally got a road win other than Sacramento when they beat Utah, when they beat Trey Burke and the Jazz. But, you know, this is really startling, and this is where whoever comes in has to start picking this up. Since they beat San Antonio at the Palace, which was a pretty good night.
It was a very good night.
Right? February 10th, they were 22-29. Now, I'm not going to give them a parade for 7 under .500. Since that time, this is right after Cheeks got canned, they've gone 7-23.
Well, who pulled the plug on the season?
Tom Gorsch did.
The owner did. So, I mean... When you make a drastic change like that, Mark, so early in a tenure, it just screws everything up. And
you know they've had one two-game win streak in that span? One.
Yeah. I mean, it just it really damaged everything and threw everything out of whack. They were struggling already, but it made it worse.
Now, here's the good news. Tonight's the last game. The statistics will be stopped after tonight. You have a guy who almost won the NBA rebounding title. That's how good Andre Drummond has been.
Oh, he's had a great year.
He's going to come 0.6 away from DeAndre Jordan. Jordan will be your rebound. It would be hard to beat. He'd have to have...
Like 80 rebounds tonight?
80. He'd have to have a 30-rebound night, and Jordan would have to have none in his final game to get past this. But, you know, even so, you're right there next to DeAndre Jordan.
It's only his second year, and he's already there?
And he's going to finish second, this is already a done deal, to DeAndre Jordan in field goal percentage in the league.
Well, but you know what? It should be, and that's what I love about Andre Drummond the most, Mark. for a big guy, you know what he does? He dunks the basketball. No, I don't want to see him taking 15-footers. I don't want the dipsy doodle under the basket.
When dipsy do dunker root.
I don't want any dipsy do. I want him to – was that a trap or is that an out? I want you to look at that. I want him
– do we have a challenge coming?
To dunk the ball. Well, I'm just asking, does it look like a trap to you? No, he got
no,
it.
No, he got that.
Wow, mm-hmm. He got it.
Don't even need a replay for that.
Cabrera just hit a sinking line drive to right field. And
you mean like his career?
What?
Sinking line drive,
is that it?
Did I say that?
Yes, you did.
Am I already putting Miguel Cabrera out to pasture with 10 years left on a contract?
10 years and $290-something, $98 million or whatever.
Rob, just tell me it wouldn't be funny.
No, Mark, don't even put that
you
in the
how
universe.
I do, you know how I do this.
Don't put that in the universe.
What if like on September 28th, Miguel Cabrera's got two homers.
Stop it. Stop.
And he's played the whole season healthy.
What you talking about?
Dave,
60 ribbies.
Dave Dombrowski would be looking for another job because that would be not that he's already spent a ton of Mike Ilitch's money. I mean, it's unbelievable. How much money the Tigers have spent, Mark, the last 5 years with nothing to show for it, except for two trips to the World Series, but they haven't won it. They've spent a ton of
money.
They've
won one game in the World Series.
That's true.
They've won one game. Forget winning the World Series. You know, it's like...
that was game two of the 2006.
You know what? Can I tell you what that's like? This is how, you know, because somebody said, well, at least you got to give the Tigers credit for getting the World Series twice. They're on a big stage. I said, okay, if you're only looking about hype and advertising, it's great that they're on the World Series. When you've won one game... You know when you play the slots and you'll hit a thing and it'll be like, you know, the five diamonds. Let's say it's called five diamonds. You'll see all three diamonds, but they won't. Not one will be on the line. And someone will say, God, you came really close. Like, you go, no, you haven't. Because you didn't even get one on the line.
No.
So even though you can see all three in the window of the machine, you did not come close to winning the jackpot.
And that's sweet.
Same thing with going to the World Series and only winning one game. You can't talk about winning the World Series because you weren't close to winning a second game.
The sweep against the Giants, Mark, they scored six runs in four games.
Dude, I got rained on. I got, you know, winded on. Believe me.
Right?
I had to put up with that. That was the worst. That game four,
brutal.
At Comerica, when we're out there, I'm out there most. I didn't. Press box was packed. I said, I'm getting out of here.
So you outside?
I went outside. I went to the thing. I walked around. That, you know, was that frozen drizzle that was coming down.
Oh, it was brutal.
And I just said, this is awful. I mean, this was. I would have rather have not go. That's how bad. And then Cabrera.
He struck out the end.
Looking.
Right to end the World Series. That's
how it
was.
Not even swinging.
Yeah, it was bad.
That was almost like a metaphor for that series because he didn't give it a shot.
No, that was a no-brainer World Series.
If you're going to strike out in the World Series, you swing it.
Go down swinging. That's like we always say, what did Carlos Beltran with the Mets and to get to the World Series in 2006 to face the Tigers in 2006? 3-2, bottom of the ninth with the chance to put the Mets into the World Series, Mark, and you take strike three? No, I'm sorry. And Carlos Beltran has been nothing but an amazing postseason hitter, Mark, except for that time.
EP said he never wanted to watch baseball again after that strikeout.
Is that right?
After Cabrera struck out.
I bet. I know you were sick because that was just unbelievable.
All I did was take pictures of the Giants jumping on each other on the mound. I just kept. That's one time where I did use the pictures, you know, my camera for pictures. So, I got. You know what? I'm real close here anyhow. I'm just going to take. Let's do a nice little video too while we're at it.
Do it all.
I wasn't trying to laugh at him. I just said, God, you didn't even give it an effort.
It was bad.
And to do it at home, that's what that sounded like. All right, Grant Hill, anybody? Who's in, who's out?
No, and I want to hear, give us some names of guys who you want.
We did this yesterday. There's nobody.
I put out Alan Houston.
And I did
who's assistant GM with the Knicks.
I have Alan Houston's next job.
What's that?
Quanzo Martin just left for California. He's no longer the Tennessee basketball coach. That's a job I would say Alan Houston should
Alan Houston wants to be a GM.
Go back to his alma mater, be a big hero.
I'm just telling you, he wants to be a GM.
Rob, that Knoxville
volunteer thing is
all factioned off now.
I don't see him being a coach. I don't. You know his personality. You see him as a coach?
Yeah, I see him more as a coach than as the leader of the franchise.
Oh, no, I'd see the exact opposite.
Ooh.
Or do you like the idea? You like the idea of Grant Hill? And the other thing, too, look, Mark, let's just be honest. And let's call it the way
Grant
we see it.
Grant liked it here, by the way.
But wait a minute. But he walked out on the franchise.
I know. He
okay?
did like it here while he was here. I know for a fact.
I know, Mark. But he did.
He met Tamia here, didn't he?
Yes. But have you? Has that hurt you? And remember, Grant Hill was more popular in NBA America.
We always
than
said
he,
that.
Than he was
we
here.
We always said it. You and I both said it.
Yes.
Grant was more popular around the country than he was in his own city.
You remember
city.
How many national commercials he used to do?
I just think that he was. Look, with the mother and the father, he was a little. We always talked about him being a little elitist. Okay.
Well,
with
Mark,
the Duke
when you
pedigree,
when you, when you when you grow up with a father who was a pro athlete and a mom who was. As I said before, who was a roommate with Hillary Clinton. She wasn't just...
Right.
She was in those circles with
big-time movers
and shakers.
Real Janet, and she's a terrific lady.
Oh,
look, I've got a huge affinity for Grant. This would be I'd be all about it.
Mark, you
know
what?
Like to have Grant Hill back.
When I saw his dad...
I'm greedy. I'd like Grant Hill back.
When the Cowboys were in town this year, I saw his dad, who, Mark, is the nicest guy. When it comes to
Calvin?
Me... When it comes to me in television... Mark, the first thing out of his mouth, first thing, you know we miss you on that show.
That's Calvin, though.
That's first thing. He said, I'm telling you. He goes, we miss you. And he just, and I thought that was very nice. You know, he could have just kind of played it off. You know, don't have
to bring
it up. He could have
poo-pooed it.
He could have poo-pooed it and not brought it up at all. But he said, no, I miss you. I really do.
More on Grant, next general manager of the Pistons. He gets hired tomorrow. No.
Stop it.
Joe's having him over for dinner, so we can introduce him back to the community.
Yay or nay on Grant, the latest name to come out, or do you have a name?
I didn't even thought of that.
That you would think. What?
Grant. Now I'm kind of digging it. I don't know why. 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and the Man, back on the Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.
All right, so driving around again, the potholes have gotten worse after the latest snow, and now it's all melted, and now it's going to get warmer again, so more problems. If you have any issues whatsoever, at any time, not just potholes, take your car, truck, or van to the pros at Expert Car Care.
That's right, Mark, and you know what? They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all is that they'll have you back on the road safe and sound, oftentimes the same day.
It's Expert Car Care. We tell you all the time to service everything, top to bottom, A to Z, front to back, whether it's something as simple as a tire repair or maybe a windshield wiper or as major as replacing a transmission or engine. And if you mention these cats right here, you'll get something very nice out of the deal.
That's right. Mention Parker and the Man, and you will receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed. What a great deal.
It's over $100. No hollas. Savings passed on to you just for saying, Parker and the Man. Expert Car Care has two great locations, 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Expert Car Care, Mike and the Good Peeps, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Tigers have two on. Nick Castellanos is up 3-1. See, I can even tell who they are without their numbers and names.
It is kind of weird. It is.
By their body type now, because you can't. There's no names.
Everybody's got 42.
3-1. Cleveland's still in the lead, but the Tigers instead have two on and Nicky C.
And you know what? That's good.
We need
because
a good nickname for Castellanos.
That's good because Jackie Robinson never had his name on his jersey.
No,
right?
No.
So there should be no name on the back.
Can I show you why I want Grant Hill here?
Okay.
Can you come over here to me? Can you come to me?
You're just going to show me to Tamia? I mean, it's, what?
I'm going to show you Tamia. I'm going to show you a half-naked Grant Hill. Seriously. Right there. I'll put it in moving pictures for you right now, my friend.
Look at you. Is that Fox 2?
Yeah, that's a thing Grant did with me in the... Here, I'll run it again. Hold on. You people take a pass. Here. Come on.
I see it.
There it is.
Look at Grant Hill posing with you naked.
He was naked.
Oh, my God.
You can all see it. Go to our ParkerandTheMan.com website, click on my talent page, and hit music video. It's the first thing on there. So if you go to my talent page, you can little thing scrolls down. I've got a bunch of videos and audio stuff on there. I actually put my talent page, that's my whole resume and everything, on there for you. And you can see some of the vids from Fox 2. Or just go to YouTube and type in Mark Wilson Fox 2 on a search, and you'll see the same thing. It's my music video, though. So am I a little bit...
Mark, but
in
you know,
that corner where I'd like to see Grant do something here, sure.
But I'm not against it as well. You know, Grant was, when he was here, maybe the fans didn't buy him, but I
why do you suppose that was?
Because of his upbringing. They when they think about
they
Detroit,
they think
about basketball players. Mark, most basketball
players. Dave Bing wasn't from here, he was from Syracuse.
But it's a stereotypical thing about, I'm talking about feeling like a part of the community, like he was an elitist and he doesn't know what it's tough to be about being from Detroit. Not that you have to be from Detroit.
Right.
But they didn't look at him as that kind of guy who had to fight to get his.
You know, I knew a guy, you know what his nickname was for Grant? B-H. It was B-H. Called him B-H all the time. Now, that's not B-H. You know why I called him B-H?
No, what is that?
Bloomfield Hills.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
That's what he thought of Grant.
I didn't think it was right, but I see where that came from, and that's why I tell you, everybody around the country loved Grant Hill. And, you know, even the – don't forget, you remember the whole situation with Jalen Rose and the whole Fab Five, 30 for 30, and the thing about Grant Hill was in there at about
right. –
You know what I mean? Like, how could you go play for Duke and all that kind of stuff? So he played for Duke, which a lot of people rooted against, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he played for that school.
When Billy McKinney, remember he had tears in his eyes when he got Grant Hill that night on draft night?
Because,
McKinney cried.
Well, see, this is what we were talking about before, and this is what people don't always acknowledge, Mark, about being a GM. Most GMs are lucky. And what I mean by that is they get a player. You're in. You can talk about all you want about all the great moves that San Antonio made, and I'm not saying that they haven't made some great moves. And I mean, you get Tony Parker from France for nothing, Mark. Okay, and he turns out to be a hell of a player, right?
Hall of Famer.
Exactly. So I'm not saying that they haven't done. But when you have David Robinson gets hurt, right? Your season tanks, and you get Tim Duncan. Guys played what? You gave the numbers before. That's luck as a GM. Seriously, you didn't do anything special. You got a special player. The guy, when you get Michael Jordan in the draft, or you get some of these guys. Remember, Michael Jordan wasn't even the first person drafted. Third, not even
third.
Second, Mark.
Right.
Not first, not second. He was third. You think Chicago, what did Chicago do? They got lucky, right? They got lucky because Portland already had Clyde Drexler.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, Michael Jordan would have been in Portland. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely would have been.
It made sense. I got it. They already had a two-guard.
All right, hang on to that immaterial. Talk more about Grant Hill and the possibility that he could be the guy to replace Joe D.
Or any other names you might have, 248-848-1130.
Get you caught up on the Tigers, Pistons. They're getting going in Oklahoma City. It's a little sports wrap time next on Sports Night with Parker the Man. Halfway home already tonight.
What did he say?
Him say.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.